here to break down the top headlines happening in the world of national politics and media is a woman of which she knows much about. Media, Mary Walters. Wow, that was like alliteration. Mary, top of the morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I cannot complain. By the way, you are on the East Coast. How
yes.
big of a deal is what's happening with the Francis Scott Key Bridge? I mean, like, on our side here, we're just trying to imagine if something happened to our big bridge across the Mississippi. Like, is it that big of a deal for people on the East Coast?
Well, you know, it's a bigger deal for shipping because of the port, right? That's where everything comes in and out of in that area. You also have the Port of New York. I mean, there's a lot of ports, obviously, up and down the coast, but Baltimore is one of the bigger ones. So, of course, it's a big deal for the shipping end of things. As far as the commuting end of things, you also have the two tunnels for Baltimore. So I commuted, as you know, from New Jersey down to Washington, D.C. every single week and back every Sunday, you know, down every Sunday, back every Friday. And I did that for, you know, 3 years. And I don't think I ever went. I think I went across the Key Bridge once.
Okay.
So for commuting purposes, if you're using 95, you're using one of the tunnels. So that part of it may be inconvenient for some people, yes, but it's really more inconvenient for the shipping aspect of things. And so things are going to have to go to other ports. They're going to have to go to, Virginia. It's going to have to go up to the Port of New York, New Jersey, or Philadelphia and be shipped and then be trucked down. So there are going to be issues, but I'm sure Pete Buttigieg is all over it. So no worries.
I'm sure. And real quick fact check for the president. He says he would take the train across the bridge. Was there a train track on the bridge, Mary? I've never been. Yeah,
no, okay. There is no train track across the bridge, but I don't know. I'm a little disappointed because I was looking forward to him reminiscing about how he used to be a steamboat captain on the Mississippi with a guy named Huck Finn. So that's what I personally was looking forward to. But I thought that the non-existent train rides over the bridge was, you know, a nice little touch.
Okay. Okay. So let's get to what's happening at NBC. Did you see the firing coming, Mary? You're being on. Did you see the freakouts?
When they lost their minds, I kind of, when they started having their public temper tantrums, which is what they do, I was wondering, and I thought, my goodness, I can't even imagine being someone who owns a company or is in charge of a company like that, kowtowing to a group of children, which is really what they are. If I were the person running that station, MSNBC and I guess NBC as well, I would have pulled them into a conference room and going, if you can't do your jobs well enough to debate her, to have an actual conversation with someone who has an opinion that differs from yours, then you're in the wrong business. You don't deserve to be here. And that's the problem, is they can only spew talking points. They're lazy. And they've hired people who can only just have, you know, have their own opinions echoed back at them. That's it. There's no capability of an honest debate from any of those people, and they should all be fired.
So take a listen. These are three of their hosts. I believe two of them are on the NBC side, and then, of course, underneath MSNBC. Take a listen to this montage real quick. It's not long. Cut 15.
No. We welcome Republican voice. I wish more right. Republicans. I want Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney to get right here yeah. and come talk to me. The reality is, this isn't a difference of opinion. She literally backed an illegal scheme to steal an election in the state of Michigan.
And our democracy is in danger because of the lies that people like Ronna McDaniel have pushed on this country.
I've also said election deniers, is not just they can do that on our airwaves, but that they can do that as one of us, as badge-carrying employees of NBC News, as paid contributors to our sacred airwaves.
Our sacred airwaves.
They're sacred airwaves.
They're sacred.
They are the arbiters of truth.
She literally is threatening democracy. Oh, come on. It's the same stuff over and over and over again. Again, they're lazy and they're incapable of doing their jobs.
So it's interesting. The NBC News chairman, Cesar Conde, is that how you say his last name? I don't know. So he sends out this memo to the staff and he said, group, there's no doubt the last several days have been difficult for the news group. After listening to the legitimate concerns of many of you, I've decided that blah, blah, blah. No organization, particularly a newsroom, can succeed unless it is cohesive and aligned. Over the last few days, it's been completely clear the appointment undermines that goal. I want to personally apologize to our team members who felt we left them down. Mary, what happened to journalism and journalists having a backbone? If that is going to make them melt on air, we don't have journalists anymore. Which,
well, okay. Well, welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
I don't know. I realize that you're younger than I am,
but
there is no such thing as journalism. Journalism would die, left the building probably at a good 20 years ago. Okay, so they are not journalists, and this is a mistake that a lot of people make, and I say it in all seriousness. There is a line between opinion reporting and journalism, right? So someone like, for instance, Sean Hannity is an opinion reporter. He's paid to give his opinion. Someone like Bret Baier is a journalist. Bret, because we used to have Bret Baier on our show every single Friday, and we used to joke around trying to see what we were going to do to try to get him to give his opinion, and we could never do it. He would never give his opinion. He would just, you know, this is the way it is. There's a difference, and that line has been blurred very, very effectively by the left. It's kind of like illegal immigrant versus legal immigrant. Right. There's no difference.
Right.
We've blurred that line as well. So that's what's happening. But I love that they point out, well, we're not opposed to Republicans. We'd love to have Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger. I'm like, really? because you agree with them. That's the problem. The bottom line is none of them are capable of doing their jobs. They're all inept. They're all low talent in that sense, because none of them can have a debate with someone that disagrees with them. And that was just exposed. And they went on air and they had their little temper tantrum and said, but that would be really hard. I don't want to have to talk to somebody I don't like. It's hard. and the boss said, okay, don't worry about it. We'll keep paying you a ridiculous amount of money to just read the DNC talking points.
Well said. Okay, so speaking of victims, victims can become feminist icons. And look no further than Fannie Willis, the DA in Fulton County, Georgia. Because, Mary, she has realized in the wake of her affair with Nathan Wade and the target on her back that she placed there, that a lot of women now look up to her. And it's not just black women, Mary. It is also white women like you. Take a listen in Cut 17.
When I tell you the outpouring of women, and I'll tell you this, especially African-American women who will just say, we are so proud, you are such a good representative of us. But I would be lying to say it's only African-American women. I have had Caucasian women, Asian women, Indian women. I told Jeff one day, I didn't think I was the face of the feminist movement, but somehow I became it. And I think that women feel like women are treated differently when they're professionals, and they're proud to see someone that is strong and trying to do the right job, certainly flawed, like every human being is flawed. My father has a saying, only one perfect man walked the face of the earth and they crucified him. I am not a perfect human being, but what I am is a hardworking human being and a human being that loves the community I serve and who understands this seat does not belong to me. It belongs to the people, and as long as I'm here, I'm going to try to do the job in a way that's honorable.
All right, Mary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's
a lot to unpack there, isn't there? Well, the good thing about all of this and Fannie having so many women who love her is at least there'll be a lot of people sending her cakes with files in them when she goes to jail. So that's always a plus. You know, she's got a lot of supporters who maybe will send her money for the commissary. So good for Fannie.
Yeah.
Listen. There are liberal women who I'm sure love her, and they buy the whole, oh, she's persecuted because of the color of her skin, because she's a strong black woman. The same people who love the way she behaved on the stand, which was appalling, all will deride Donald Trump for speaking the way that he does and say that it's mean and it's terrible and it's unprofessional.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is fascinating, because talk about a woman who has turned her story into an opportunity to be the face of women in America, liberal women. Stormy Daniels, have you gotten a chance to watch the new documentary? It's on Peacock.
Why? First of all, A, didn't know it was there, and B, why would I watch it?
It just came out. Okay, so I will confess, I did, because there was.
I ain't giving her any money. Why'd you watch that?
I'm sorry. My sister was watching it, and she was in my apartment, and I couldn't. I mean, it's pretty salacious. So, anyways, now even though she says her relationship with Trump was completely consensual, after writing a book, after going on a tour, after all of this is said and done, she's thought back to those nights when she was allegedly with President Trump, and she actually is now the victim. Again, despite being it all consensual. Take a listen to Stormy and kind of can we...
I felt that I had been misled and tricked, and I can't even find the words, but I thought we had this mutual respect. You know, I've maintained it wasn't rape in any fashion, like, you know, but I didn't say no because I was 9 years old again. There's that whole dynamic because I was from the South that he was an elder and a man, and I was taught to show respect and be a good girl.
Mary, the audacity of this woman to pretend like she's some Sunday school chick.
Okay, first of all, she signed a paper saying she did not have a sexual relationship with him, that it was not a sexual relationship. So she signed that. Then all of a sudden, I didn't mean it. I didn't sign that. I signed that under duress. I didn't mean it. And yet she cashed the check, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that too. This chick's got a lot going on. So I just love that, you know, I was raised in the South. I have respect for my elders. So I had sex with him because that's what he wanted. Yes. What part of that is in your upbringing in the South? At what point did mommy tell you that that's the way that it goes?
Right, right. And then again, to come out with a documentary with this, I feel like she's told her story 50 different times through 14 different lawyers, of which most of them are now in jail. Michael Avenatti. But anyhow, I guess it's selling the documentary, and I apologize for, I guess, listening to it. But it was fascinating to see how she is trying to turn this into victim story and a narrative.
But that's how you make your money. Look, she's not making any money, right? This lawsuit's not going anywhere. This was tried with John Edwards and with the Riel Hunter issue way back when. And he used campaign money to pay her off, a heck of a lot more than Donald Trump used of his personal money to pay off Stormy Daniels. And it went nowhere. John Edwards walked. So this is just more lawfare. It's not going anywhere. She knows it. She ain't getting anything. She got her money from him. She cashed the check. Well, I don't know what she did with it. I have, you know, who knows? But she's got to do something. And the best way to make money and make a buck in this environment, in this country right now, is victimhood. Become a victim, figure out the angle, jump on it now while it's hot, and ride that train.
Yep.
Because it ain't going to go forever.
Yep, absolutely. Well said. Mary, it is a pleasure always catching up, and I want everybody to go check out your stuff. First of all, you can go to X, that is at Mary Walter Radio. Mary does radio for a couple different guys. She's always on YouTube as well, on the YouTube channel. What is that, Mary Walter Radio?
Again, Mary Walter Radio, all the podcasts are there. There's some with some people that your listeners may know. And also it's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well, Mary Walter Radio. And by the way, I'm feeling a little harassed during this interview, so I think I'm going to get myself a documentary.
Okay. I'll help produce it.
All right. Thank you.
Good talking. All right, guys, we're going to scoot to break.